prank I was aware of, I don't know if you knew it or not, that there was a headline in the local papier, that's French word for paper, and I'm a little confused, which is not unusual for me, but I'm one of the few people that can acknowledge that I have difficulty with understanding anything. It had to do with a play. Do you remember that the story I'm talking about?
Are you with me on this? Yeah, our news department has been working on this story too, Tim. And
I should be in the news department now.
The story has to do
with
a play in Frederick County Public Schools.
Which school? Do you know what school?
With Shrek.
Yeah, I know what the play is.
Musical.
What school? I am
Oakdale.
Oh, Oakdale. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So a play was going to be, was presented, and in the play somewhere, to the best of my understanding, I'm not trying to be a glib here, whatever that means, somewhere in the whole play and in the whole musicale, the word
tranny
was used.
Yeah.
Now.
Which is considered not appreciated by transgenders.
What would they prefer to be called?
Transgender, I would believe.
Would
trans.
That not be the, you know, would that be not the short part of transgender, be tranny? I mean, what is, I'm not pleading ignorance. I'm trying to be what most of the people in the real world are trying to say. Well, what do you call a transgender person?
Well,
you don't know, do you, Frank?
No.
Why don't you say that? It's
let's
okay.
Let's jump ahead to jump what ahead. The story's all about.
All right. It's really not about transgendered people.
No.
It's about how transgendered people's supporter got them in trouble. Would that be a better way to say it?
It depends who you talk to. There was this paper. The story was in the paper today.
Yeah.
About someone who was fired from her job at the Maryland State Education Association.
Right. For
by the name of Nicola Van Kuhlenberg.
Okay.
And Ms. Kuhlenberg, according to the story, mm-hmm. was fired after she spoke out
against
how the word was used in the musical.
But they didn't write the musical, did they?
Who's they?
They being in school.
No, but they have the discretion whether to take out an offensive word. And they did in an earlier performance at another school.
What?
So anyway, we've got somebody on the phone and maybe can bring a little more understanding to this.
I certainly hope so, Frank, because you haven't. Good afternoon. You're live, local, and ready. It looks like Lydia.
Lydia, that's correct. Good afternoon. I'm actually a transgender woman. I have
congratulations.
In Frederick County Public Schools. So the first thing that you need to know is that word. I would recommend checking with your standards department, but a quick Google search says that per FCC standards, you cannot actually say it on the radio.
What's the word? So,
well,
word?
I think for the purpose of talking about it as a news story.
Yeah, we can.
Word.
Correct. And the purpose right. of using the news story.
Right.
But if it's offensive to the FCC, it's going to be offensive to a lot of people.
I would hope so, yeah.
I would hope so as well.
Now, tell me.
That's kind of their job.
Help me here. What is it? Now, I'm not being a smart like I'm not. I'm very compassionate. What would be the proper, other than say Fred or Lydia? Lydia?
The proper pronunciation of my name is Lya.
All right, Lya, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's okay.
All right, so Lya, if you were in discussion, I said, well, you know, Lya is what? You wouldn't say tranny, of course, because that would be derogatory. But you say they're a transgendered person, or are you...
Yes. And that does depend on the person. My personal opinion, because I do work with a lot of youth, mm-hmm. is to use transgendered woman. Some people
means,
transition...
Get back to me. Help me, Lya, here. When you say you're a transgendered woman... Does that, because I'm ignorant, does that mean you're a man going to a woman or a woman going to a man?
So that is a very, very complicated question. And you probably don't have time for the science discussion behind it.
No, I just want to know. But you are you're biologically one going to another.
So biological sex is defined by, you know, NIH, believe it or not, is defined in your brain. So
No. I'm not going to argue that. Here's what I'm saying. What does your body... Because I didn't want to say something, it's a transgender man, I'm being backwards. But just tell me, I'm sure you're not ashamed. Were you a man and now a woman, or a woman now a man?
I was always a woman.
In your mind. Okay, you were always a woman in your mind, but you physically were a male at birth.
I was assigned male at birth. That's correct.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy that. Okay, I just need to know that because you're now referred to as a transgendered woman, which in my mind,
correct.
So if some other one else says to me, that person is a transgendered male, in my mind, that would say she was born physically by NIH, no, not by NIH, but she was physically had the attributes of a female, but now wishes to be in a male role. Am I good?
That's a simplified version.
It's got to be that way because I don't want to confuse myself. All right, so tell me what's going on with this play. The play had a word in, I'm assuming, which one should never do, is that the musical was, you got to purchase these from New York or whatever, and all the rights, yada, yada, yada. Was that, that wasn't a word that was added, that was already in the play?
So that is the argument. That is an invalid argument.
Why?
Since the play has been changed multiple times. And technically, if you read the copyright agreement mm-hmm. for an amateur production, such as one at a high school, mm-hmm. The music directors and the principals have every right to change the play as long as they do not change it in substance.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. Why would anyone ever put that word in there? Because it is a derogatory term. Why would anybody put that word in there? I don't understand. What would be the advantage to anybody knowing that this is a derogatory term by putting it in the play?
That's an excellent, excellent question. And the reason that was stated by the school board is that the term rhymes. There's a lot of other terms that rhyme.
I would think you'd say granny.
When Shrek the Musical was made, things hadn't really changed a lot politically in the political spectrum. And then I think people have started to come around to that. But what's also very, very concerning about this, and as somebody who does have children in the Frederick County school system, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who worked on policy 443, and I'm a policy girl. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, I want to follow what's written in paper, policy's law.
Okay.
And it is against the policy.
Okay. And as I understand, could I indulge you? Could you stay on past the break? Because I have to lie.
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
You got it right.
Okay. It takes years of practice for me to learn the English language. It's not my first language. All right. We were talking about a major story in the local newspaper, which is a very confusing story. Because as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong or if I misread, it said that a play, the play Shrek musical, was going to be performed in Frederick County. And that in the play, there is an offensive word to transgendered individuals. Tranny is the word that is derogatory. And that when told about it, the drama teacher removed the word before the next production. But then a lady who worked for the Maryland Board of Education, right, Frank?
Yeah.
Maryland State Board.
Correct.
Yeah. Complained, I think, on social media and was fired because of her use of social media and the way and manner she handled it. Is that close?
That is the party line. I don't want to identify the case because, again, this is somebody that I know. I'm
just saying, her name's in the paper. I mean, it's...
According to the paper, that's correct. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, since, you know, this could become litigation, I don't want to... I don't want to have that on public record of what I know.
Well, you're just offering an opinion. You can't be summoned for an opinion, so you're good there. I'm just saying, is that the story as you see it?
That is the story as was printed.
Okay. Is there more to the story that you can share that makes any sense to the average reader, which when we read this, we thought, well, the school board has a great policy on transgendered people. The
school board has an excellent policy. The problem uh-huh. is that policy is not being enforced.
How should it be enforced?
Well, first and foremost, and I this is my personal life. My child goes to Ballinger Creek Elementary School. Mm-hmm. I have had issues with the administration with my kid because my child identifies both as male and female.
Is there a name for that? That's why I don't sound stupid. Is there a name for that? Is he bi?
It's called gender fluid.
gender fluid, like moving from one to another.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm with you. So, and how old is your child?
My child is going to be a rising first grader.
So he's about six, five or six?
They are six.
Okay.
They just turned.
So at 6 years old, he has been diagnosed as a gender fluid individual.
So
that's not a bad term. Diagnosed doesn't mean it's bad. I'm just saying that he's accepted. Let's say it this way. Is he accepted as a gender fluid individual? How's that?
That is correct. And they do see a therapist.
Okay. So. Well, that's okay. Good. Now, so I understand that there is very little recourse. Now, again, I'm not a brilliant lawyer. I'm just an old judge. There is very little recourse, seeing how the school board has implemented this, which is apparently, as you said, a great plan, has taken it to the teachers and all staff. But I understand that people, one, are ignorant and don't know what to say or say something stupid, but that the school system has done everything in their power so far, obviously, to make this understood that these things shouldn't happen. So it really wasn't about the play. I think it's more of the overall attitude or lack thereof of promoting this rule that the school board's accepted.
And I think you are correct. I think
okay.
Now, and I will tell you this. Growing up, I grew up in the country. My grandmother accepts me fully. What she used to tell me all the time is that there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity.
Okay.
Ignorance is when you don't know something,
mm-hmm.
and you work to...
To learn it.
You know, get that education.
Sure, education,
stupidity,
yeah.
Stupidity is when you just don't want to learn.
I think your grandmother's a smart lady. But anyhow, be that as... What country did you grow up in?
No, in the country.
Oh, and you mean like United? I mean like Frederick County or that country?
Oh, I grew up in West Virginia.
Okay,
yeah,
but that's a different country. But anyhow, only that's another joke. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I say it all the time. Now, going back to the question: is there fault to be found here, or is this something to do about nothing, and that maybe she should have been disciplined rather than fired?
I don't. I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to speak to whether it was, you know, mm-hmm. Employment law. But what I do want to speak to, and I need to stress very, 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 very hard,
mm-hmm.
is this policy is in place to protect children.
Okay.
I will tell you my, you know, from a personal standpoint and not being accepted as a child,
mm-hmm.
I attempted suicide mm-hmm. multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in a safe environment, not being accepted by my school.
Were you feminine acting? Is that what?
I'm sorry?
You were recognized because you were feminine acting? Is that? I mean, I don't know how someone would tell. For example, I don't know how you would tell that your son at 6 years old is fluid. I mean, he would, but you say
because 6 year olds talk.
do you think they really care? Do you think they even care?
I do.
I hope not.
I do. And I can see that in my kids.
Okay. But do you work? So obviously you demonstrated gender associated things that you did, which caused you trouble in school or neighborhood or whatever, because you were different. And that.
Because, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next thing happens is I understand that the big problem here has nothing to do with the issue, but whether or not you can voice that issue on social media as a member of the Maryland State Board of Education or as the Frederick County Board of, as an employee of the Board of Education. Is that how you see it?
I think what she did, and I you're going to call me out,
okay.
and you have every right to call me out on this one. I do believe that what she did was protected by the First Amendment. She had every right to make that post. She was concerned
mm-hmm.
about her child and other children. What's more worrisome,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, is elected officials decided to essentially lash out. And no one who's in a position of elected office should be using their elected power in that manner.
I thought that one of the elected officials, though, was sanctioned because of her lashing out in the opposite direction. See,
one was and one wasn't.
Right. Well, here's the thing: is you have, and not to, I'm going to disagree with you only because I know the difference. Is in employment, it's a lot different than you walk on the streets. You can say and do anything you want, and you can do that all the time you want. But as a point of employment, as a cause of employment, you can be restricted on a lot of things. For example, some companies won't allow you to smoke, even when you're home. Now,
and that is actually something that the Supreme Court has taken up multiple times. And the other important thing to remember here is, as a school board who gets public funding, you
yes.
and my tax dollars,
yes,
they have to follow. Excuse me, baby. I'm sorry, my niece is talking
right.
to me. They have to follow Title IX. Now, Title IX of the U.S. Constitution, as you know, mm-hmm. is equal protection under the law.
Correct. But does equal protection under the law doesn't allow you to violate your employment contract? Because you're a free will employee.
To my knowledge, there was no contractual agreement that would have kept her off of social media.
It's in the policy of both the Freddie County and Maryland State Board of Education policies that they will be watched, and they are to be very, very selective in their social media, and it cannot be anything controversial or derogatory. And that's in the contract and in. They're part of their agreement. So that is there. So even knowing that, and you have a right to go beyond that, which this lady did, but she then would have to suffer the consequences. And I think that's what happened. It's sad because you know what, Lia, is that the whole issue is being confused when the simple issue is someone unintentionally, I don't believe anybody intentionally did this, made a mistake, corrected the mistake, and it should be brought to the attention to be more, you know, more open, honest, and watch what you're doing. But now it's turned into where emotions have gotten in, and that ruins everything because no longer are we talking about do the transgendered individuals have a defined.
So I don't think it's so much the emotions got into it. Mm-hmm. I think this is really more, and I think we're confusing the issue.
Yeah, exactly.
The issue of the employment situation is something that needs to be addressed separately. The issue that I'm calling you about and talking to you about and trying to educate you about mm-hmm. is children. I mean, I think we can both agree that at the end of the day, we have to protect kids. And having a word like this and having this beast, I mean, it should just never have happened under the policy. And that is not protecting our kids. And that
but,
is my
okay, and I'm agreeing with everything you're saying there. What happens if someone makes a mistake? And you know, myself not included, Frank, but definitely. But suppose someone makes a mistake. Someone didn't read the copy perfectly. Somebody missed a word. Someone the N word came up, or
beyond that, Leah. I mean, just pure ignorance.
I don't think ignorance is here. I think I don't
knowing that is an offensive word.
Well, that could be. But I'm thinking also is some you can make a mistake. Thank God that you can. But I don't know that when you make this mistake that we should go into a all-out frenzy over this because I think we're making more of it. And yes, does the miscalling of individuals wrong? Yes, it's wrong. Does it happen every day? Yes. Should it happen? No. But it does because people, one, through ignorance, like Frank just said, or stupidity, or two, by mistake. And that's why I asked you in the beginning, I need to understand how to address people. I mean, it was a long time.
I think I explained that.
You did great. But a long time, and my gay friends, I didn't know how to address them. And I asked them because I'm honest. I'm not being, what I call you. Are you gay? You're queer? Tell me what you are. I don't want to offend you, but you got to tell me so I don't offend you. And go ahead.
I have a very thick skin, so I'm not going to be offended.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about people in general. We're not that bright. I mean, you're giving us way too much credit.
Yeah, well, perhaps I am. Perhaps I am. But I'm also saying that when we have a policy that is in place,
yes,
specifically to support children and to make sure that kids have a safe learning environment.
No problem.
You also have to understand that a lot of these kids are not accepted at home. And being able to be out, being able to be accepted at school, and being able to say, to go to a principal or go to a teacher or go to your gym teacher and say, hey, this is what's happening to me at home. that has to be protected. And a lot of times, especially just a word, and again, these are children, and that would make a kid uncomfortable.
Would a six-year-old, just a question, not with it, would a six-year-old know what tranny meant?
I'm sorry?
Would a six-year-old know what the term meant?
You're overmodulating, I'm sorry.
Okay. Would a six-year-old know what tranny meant, the term tranny?
Would my six-year-old? Yes. And that is because it's an education thing. And that's how, you know, myself and my partner have agreed to raise them. So they know that that is not a term that you could use. I'm not going to use the term, but for instance, would a six-year-old know what the N-word is?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It's going to come up, and it's something that we don't say. Right?
Well, I think because of education, I don't think they would in these days. I think they did in my day, but I'm hoping that that's gone away, and they don't know what the N-word is. I've never heard young people, not teenagers, even know what the N-word meant, but that's education. I have to take some other calls. Laya?
Hey.
Leah? Laya. Laya, it's right
Laya.
There.
I do appreciate, I Anytime. Appreciate being able to be on with you guys.
Sure.
And I please appreciate the equal viewpoints that Certainly. were given, and I really do thank you. You were very, very kind, and you guys did a great job. Thank you much.
Anytime. Thank you, sir. After the noon. Wendy?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello. What say you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What'd you call for? You want to know how I'm doing? I'm doing pretty good. Frank's
what we're talking about.
Stop it, Frank. Wendy knows what we're talking about. She's going to comment.
But all the listeners might not.
We're talking about what's going on in Frederick County Public Schools. What? We had a play that was going to be shown, and in the play there was a derogatory term to transgendered individuals. And a lady lost her job. Allegedly, a Board of Education member was sanctioned. So what is going on? Now, Wendy, what say you?
Well, I think overall there is this message or this story that Nicola was out to harm the teacher when that was never really the case. Her mm-hmm. goal was to have the word removed from the play.
Mm-hmm.
And when she first requested that the word be removed, she and at least another parent that I'm aware of,
mm-hmm.
they were both told no, the word would not be removed.
Who told him that, Wendy? Who told him that the word would not be removed?
Mr. Copen. He said for copyright reasons and freedom of artistic expression. So we, you know, there was already a rewrite of by the company. They had already revised the script because they acknowledged that the word was harmful in the script.
Mm-hmm. Is it used just? So, I don't know the play. Is it used just one time? Is that or it? I don't know why it would be used
in a song for a rhyming word. There's no real like.
Yeah, they don't. They're not point. They're not pointing out anyone or anything like that. It's just a rhyming word. Like they could use Grammy, and that would have been better.
No, it's definitely referring to somebody who it's actually even more derogatory because it's not referring to an actual. It's referring to somebody who is like. Perhaps they use the term cross-dresser as well, which is also a term that's used to disparage transgender people. But anyway, my point being that her goal, her purpose was to have the word removed. And when she was told that it wouldn't be removed, as well as another parent was told it wouldn't be removed, she did post the correspondence on social media because she felt that the rest of the community had a right to know what was happening. And I agree with that.
She knew she was violating her employment contract.
My understanding, and I haven't seen her employment contract, that there was no contract for her to not post on social media
mm-hmm.
with the MSCA. That may be a Frederick County thing. It's not. To my knowledge, it was not an MSC thing. An MSCA part of her contract when she did it.
Well, we'll find out on that. What about this, Wendy? Did she contact the teacher?
She initially contacted the teacher, yes, mm-hmm. and was told it wouldn't be removed.
Okay, so then she went to the principal, is that right?
I believe the principal was copied on the original email.
But did she go to the principal said no also?
The only one that responded, I'm not, I wasn't a party to the correspondence, but mm-hmm. So I'm
But I'm saying there are avenues.
My understanding is that he responded. I do believe that the principal responded to another parent who expressed concern.
Okay.
And by saying that if their student wasn't a student there, they weren't going to consider his comments.
So, okay, I've never heard that. Yes, then when the lady who lost her job, Nicola, so then she went to when the Board of Education, I assume, or the superintendent.
She did not.
No, she went around that. She didn't exercise, right? I think her point was...
The board member saw the correspondence on Facebook and intervened on our behalf, to get the word removed. So, in effect, what happened was when the community reached out and said that word is hurtful, and they said, no, it's not. You're not allowed to have that opinion. We're going to ignore it. The board member intervened and got the word taken out. But that reinforces the whole issue with policy.
Wendy, I appreciate what you